Would Lisa Alexander be a serious – would she have been mentioned at all for the Collingwood senior coaching job?
No.
Enough said?
Well, no. You can.
Should she be?
Well, I would interview her, yes. I would interview her.
Would you?
Yeah.
For
I would
senior interview. Coaching job?
Yeah, along with others. Because I don't think – what is the downside of actually going through the interviewing process and looking at her as a candidate or what it is that she has to offer and then making the comparisons against all the other people that you got there that you're interviewing for the coaching
job?
No
downside.
There's no downside.
None.
There's none. But I can't see her being appointed the coach of the Collingwood Football Club for no other reason, not the fact that she's a woman, but for no other reason than she hasn't coached at AFL level.
Neither is Nick Del Santo.
No, but he's coached – well, he has coached AFL football, though.
Where?
Well, hasn't he coached junior football? Hasn't he coached the academy team?
Not outright, I don't think.
I thought that's what you told me the other day when we were talking about
He's part of the academy setup. I don't know if he was the outright coach.
Okay, and that's exactly what I said yesterday about him then. He hasn't developed as a coach yet to that point where he should be the standout candidate for an AFLW position either.
So why can't Lisa then – why can't she put her hand up?
Or she can.
If Nick Del Santo can.
No, I said she can.
Well, she can
and
now.
She no, I said she can. Well, aren't you listening to me? Well, you asked me the question before if she could apply, and I said, no, yes, yeah, no, she should.
Did.
And
you
I also
did.
Said that
no,
they
you
should
did.
Interview her.
You did say that. That's exactly what you said.
You've just been deliberately
no,
argumentative.
No, I'm
trying
this morning. To play devil's advocate.
I
that's
know,
what
you're,
we
doing
do.
A good, yeah, you're doing a good job of it.
We're
too.
A bit devilish.
But, yeah, I would think that if you are going to – if you are going to – position yourself as a coach, and that's what you desire to be, then Lisa needs to try and get herself in to AFL football somewhere and coach her team.
Yeah, that would be more of the conversation.
And I know she understands the fundamentals, and I've listened to her talk about football and other things too, and she understands all that. But I think you need to actually coach your own team, have some success at another level, and then push your claim if that's what you want to do, and then move in through the AFLW, the AFL, whatever it might be.
Yes, I know that Del was the head coach of the club's Next Generation Academy and Father-Son program. I don't know if they play. I don't know if they actually play. That's what you were getting at.
That's what I'm getting at. And that's why I think that it is an interesting selection that they would name him the AFLW coach, Nick Del Santo, because he hasn't had experience as a coach. I listen to him. He can talk footy. I understand all that. He knows the game. But until you actually understand the grind of coaching – day in, day out, then I don't think that you're in a position to be really – to be able to self-assess whether or not you are that right person to be coaching even.